Oh no, this is tough. Ethereum's price has dropped below $1,800, and it's really shaken the market.
This isn't just a dip, it's a sign of deeper issues. The technical indicators and on-chain data are warning us that the bearish trend is gaining strength.
Yeah, the market's already skittish about risk assets, and ETH is the canary in the coal mine. Without a strong pushback, it's heading lower.
Exactly. The path of least resistance is clearly downward, and the short-term outlook doesn't look promising.
Technical breakdown, a key support level breached.
From a technical angle, ETH failed to hold above $1,900, a level that's been a psychological anchor for traders.
That's a big red flag. If the market can't defend that level, it's a sign investors have lost confidence.
The RSI and MACD are flashing danger signals too. They're telling us the bulls are fading fast.
Right. If the RSI drops below 30, it's oversold, but without a reversal, the market's stuck in limbo.
And the MACD histogram. It's contracting, bullish momentum is weakening. A bearish crossover could be next.
On-chain story, persistent outflows from ETFs.
The real story is the ETF outflows. Institutional investors are pulling their money out of ETH, which is a major red flag.
That's terrifying. If big players are dumping, it's a clear signal that they don't see value here anymore.
ETFs are a proxy for institutional sentiment, and these outflows are a warning shot.
The volume on these sell-offs is telling too. If the price keeps falling with increasing volume, sellers are in control.
But if there's a reversal with strong buying volume, it could signal a shift in momentum. Still, the technical picture is grim.
What's next for ETH? Key factors to monitor.
The first thing to watch is whether ETH can reclaim $1,900 with strong volume. That's the first step toward recovery.
If it breaks above that level, it might spark a rally. But if it fails again, the pain could continue.
The bigger question is, what's driving these outflows? If institutional sentiment shifts, it could change everything.
And don't forget the on-chain data, active addresses and transaction volumes. Those metrics are telling us the network's losing traction.
This isn't just a short-term slump. If these trends persist, we're looking at a prolonged bear market.
But there's still hope. If the ETF outflows reverse, it could mean a buying opportunity. Just don't get too excited yet.
Agreed. Stay informed, stay cautious, and keep an eye on those key levels. The next move could be wild.